Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. After the year of grief that we mentioned yesterday, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his uncle, the one who used to support him, and at the same time, yes, he lost Khadija, the most beloved wife, and then sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then they were sent outside in a boycott, and they boycotted them. Would you please close this? And with all the suffering, and he went to Taif, and the people rejected him in Taif. His da'wah did not succeed in Taif, and during all these sufferings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with the night journey to Jerusalem and then to heaven. And in this journey he saw a lot of things. He met most of the prophets, if not all, as it is mentioned here. And they saluted him whenever he passed by any one of them. They saluted him. And he saw all of them. There are many other details that he prayed with all of them as a leader of the prayer. And he saw the people who are tortured in hellfire with different, and this is on page 150. He had the opportunity to see Malik, the guardian of hell, with cheerless, frowning face. Therein he saw the hell dwellers, of whom were those who unjustly eat up the property of the orphans. They have flues similar to those of camels, swallowing red-hot stones, and then issuing out of their backs. These are some sort of the types of tortures that the people will see in the Day of Judgment, and they need for us to ponder and to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to be one of those people. The Isra and Mi'raj has many significant things. One of the things that people started who have some diseases in their hearts, who think only in from a perspective of material side to life, some of them had doubts that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to heaven, especially of course the disbelievers who started making rumors about Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as a liar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse them. But the believers, alhamdulillah, believed of the message of Prophet Muhammad and the journey to Jerusalem and to heaven. Then we continue what happened. You remember that there were some sort of pledges with the people who visited Mecca. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they made pledges to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to support Prophet Muhammad. And they were two types. One of them is called the first Aqaba pledge and the second Aqaba pledge. And from these pledges, the people started spreading Islam in Medina and in other areas. Then what happened is the migration from Mecca to Medina, where the Muslims started going before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq were the last people to migrate. And before the Muslims migrated, they suffered a lot, and here is one of the examples of the suffering that we are going to read about Suhaib. And Suhaib was a Roman one, and our brother is going to cover that for us. Number 2 is page 163.
Another instance of the atrocities of the polytheist Meccans as regards migration is Suhaib. This man expressed his wish to migrate, and of course this was a source of indignation to the disbelievers. They began to insult him, claiming that he had come into Mecca as a worthless tramp, but their town was gracious enough, and thanks to them he managed to make a lot of money and become wealthy. They gave orders that he would not leave. Seeing this, he offered to give away all his wealth to them. They eventually agreed to release him on that condition. The prophet heard the story and commented on it, saying, Suhaib is the winner. Suhaib is the winner after all.
When Suhaib made this, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made this comment that Suhaib is a winner, although in front of people he may seem to be a loser because he lost all his money. But he got what? He got his faith, and he got to manage. He managed to go to Al-Madinah. And as we said, that there should be some sort of sacrifices in our life. Some people would sacrifice with their money. Some people would sacrifice with their children. You don't know what type of sacrifice you are going to do. But always have in mind that you are doing these things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not for the sake of dunya. The people who love dunya do not like to make sacrifices with physical and bodily things. They like money, they like bodies, they like wealth and properties, yes. But the people who are interested in going to paradise, they don't care much about these things for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from here, you can make some lessons, inshallah. The people of Quraysh met and they started chasing. They started thinking how to torture Muslims and how to chase them in the desert. And what happened is they planned a lot. They planned a plot, and they came to the house of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they sat around the house. They stayed the whole night while Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was there inside the house with Ali ibn Abi Talib. And what happened? Allah subhanahu wa taala commanded one of his soldiers. As we say, the soldiers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has the ability to make anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just made those people sleep. All of them were surrounding the house from all sides. And there was no way for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go. And all of them were ready to kill Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But just simply Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them, all of them, sleep. It's as simple as this. Sometimes when we are in a hardship, and when we are suffering, we think within our limited minds and we ask, how can Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help me in this? What way? We ask ourselves as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not be asked, how are you going to do it? We trust Allah, we know Allah has all the capabilities and all the powers in the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make anything happen. Allah can use the wind, can use the rain, can use the sleeping of the people, can use the angel, can use any simple thing to achieve what He wants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just says, kun, be, and it becomes. When we trust that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of doing it this way, we don't need to ask Allah, how are you going to do this? This represents some sort of weaknesses in our hearts if we ask Allah, how are you going to do this? This, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la yus'alu amma yaf'al. Allah should not be asked about what He's doing or how He's doing. This is something that we always need to have it in our minds, especially when we have some sick or when we are suffering a sort of hardship or difficulty in our life. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never thought of this, but just Allah commanded him to go out. And when he went out, he found all the people were sleeping. And not only that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam took some earth from the ground, some dust, and put on the head of everyone some dust on his head. Just to prove to them that when they got up, Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, and they started asking, who put this dust on us? And because they have cover on their eyes, they are not guided, they didn't see the sign of Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to give them a hidden message that Allah is capable of doing anything. So Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out and left Ali ibn Abi Talib. He was just a kid, probably a teenager or younger than teenager. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that just stay in my bed as if you are Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nobody will harm you. And but try to think as a child, as a young person who sleeps and he knows that the people will come and kill him. But he trusted Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he trusted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he didn't have this type of fear, because his trust in Allah, in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, surpassed anything. For those who are new, you can join any group, especially if we have a group of, yes, a new group? No, we can join anything. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just, yes. All of them, it can be five. You can join this one. Okay.